Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. The number of newly laid off Americans requesting unemployment insurance benefits fell last week, a sign that job cuts could be easing. The Labor Department says its tally of initial jobless claims dropped to a seasonally adjusted 610,000 from a revised figure of 663,000 the previous week. That is below analysts' expectations of 655,000. The number of people claiming benefits for more than a week increased to 6 million, the highest on record dating back to 1967. USDA released its export sales figure for the week ending April 9th this morning. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 4.5, next year, 6.9. Corn this year, 34.6, next year, 5.9. Soybeans this year, 29.7, and next year, 0.1.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
This is the WILL Spring Membership Campaign, and we're here today to ask you to sustain the program services that you value. And to do that, we're asking you to help raise some dollars needed to pay for our agricultural programming. The largest portion of our operating budget comes from listeners just like you. And so far, we can say that we've raised more than $43,000 toward our overall goal of $200,000 this membership campaign period. You can help right now in support of agriculture by calling 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-WILL with your $100 pledge of support. And alongside me this morning is station manager Jay Pierce. And Jay, the truth is, our agricultural service is growing.
It is growing, and it continues to grow, and we want to make it grow even more. And the way we can do that is through your financial support. The excellence of the service and the growth of the service throughout the state of Illinois, and we'd like to expand throughout the Midwest Corn Belt, is made possible when you call in with a $100 contribution or maybe a $1,000 contribution at 217-244-9455. Now, the immediate incentive here is because we're seven calls away from $250. That's a David Grothy GCOM challenge. We need to hear from seven people right now to meet that challenge, $250. And then we're going to be working on this 100 pledge challenge for agriculture during this, our spring membership drive. Agrigold Hybrids, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, and Risk Management Commodities are coming through once again to challenge you to call and support this service that they believe in so strongly. They are putting $1,000 on the line.
Wow.
$1,000 on the line. They've gotten together and put that money up in the belief that you will call 217-244-9455. I'm going back to the days when you used to have to dial 1. I don't even know if you have to do that anymore on long-distance calls. But when you call 217-244-9455 and you make your $100 pledge, your $250 pledge, to WILL, first of all, you'll help us meet the $250 challenge from David Grothy and GCOM. Second of all, you're going to help us meet the $1,000 challenge from Agrigold Hybrids, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, and Risk Management Commodities.
Wow. So your phone call right now, Jay, I want to summarize just what you said. Your phone call right now means you can go on two challenges.
That's right. And a total of $1,250 is sitting out there, riding 250 of it, riding on the next seven calls to 244-9455. And then we'll have 93 to go to get the $1,000 challenge for agriculture listeners this week.
And if you prefer to make your gift online, you can go to our secure website. That's willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. And if you do that contribution of $100 or more, you can also get, as a thank you gift, the Will Ag Baseball Hat. It's Illini blue with our Ag logo emblazoned on orange and white. And the brim of the cap proudly shows that you're a supporter of WILO Agriculture. Call 217-244-9455 right now and make a pledge of financial support to maintain this great agricultural service on WILO Radio. And now a sample of that service right now, and that is with Mike Sola, who is in the weather office with the latest on agricultural weather.
Well, good morning, Dave. And yes, it is time to call in. I'm going to tell you a little bit about soil moisture and what's going on across the country. Right now, we have a couple areas that are abnormally wet, and one is in the southeastern, one area is in the southeastern U.S., stretching all the way from southern portions of Mississippi, southern Alabama, and into northern Florida. The wettest area in that entire region is in the southwestern corner of Georgia. They've been hit with repeated storms, and it looks like over the next week or so, they could see a couple more systems that bring some heavy rain, or at least one system that will bring heavy rain for a couple of days. A couple other areas that are abnormally wet, and that would include a good portion of Illinois and Indiana. In fact, many of the rivers across northern Indiana are much above normal flow rate, and across Illinois, many, in fact, most locations are above normal, not to the much above normal, but along the Illinois River, there are some locations that have been in flood stage, also along the Wabash River. And then the big flood area across the entire nation is still across the northern plains, stretching from far northwestern Minnesota across most of North Dakota and then back into the Black Hills region of South Dakota. The driest areas experiencing much below normal stream flow right now include a good portion of Texas, from central into southeastern Texas and across central Florida. As far as the major growing areas, there's also up across a good portion of the New England states from western sections of Connecticut and a good portion of New York. They are below to much below normal as far as stream flow. And as far as expectations for the next week or so, we do look for chances for some pretty significant rain across areas stretching from East Texas, across northern and western Louisiana, and into the northwest corner of Mississippi. Some locations, and right now it looks like the bullseye for the heaviest precipitation in that area will be centered right around Shreveport, maybe a little bit south and east of Shreveport, Louisiana, where over the next week, 4 inches or more of rain could fall. Some storms there could drop some very locally heavy rainfall. The rest of the growing region from the southern plains and the wheat fields all the way up into the Ohio River Valley, we are expecting a pretty good dose of rain with many locations over the next week picking up in excess of an inch of rain. Good news for the Dakotas, they do have some flooding going on right now, and the snow has melted for the most part, but they do look for just minor amounts of rain, generally looking at less than 3/4 of an inch in any location. Across North Dakota, it does look like South Dakota could see a little bit heavier rain with their system that right now has winter storm warnings and watches in effect for the mountain states as Gulf moisture gets entrained to that system. The southern portions of South Dakota could see some significant rainfall, and again, that would compound the flooding. Now, as this system moves into the southeastern states and the Delta, where planting should be going on pretty full bore pretty soon, there will be some planting that takes place, but again, some fields could be washed out with more rain on the way for that area. So, again, there could be some more delays for the start of the growing season to the southeast, and again, we need a nice stretch of warm, dry weather across the Midwest before we can see a lot of activity in the fields. Things are just too wet right now, and it does look like things will be warming up towards the end of the month. As far as dry weather, again, it's not really shutting off the faucet, but we do look for a less active weather pattern through the end of the month. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
in the, let's see, what day are we on? Thursday. So in the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 563, up 3. Last trade up 2.5. July 570 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade unchanged. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 516, up 3/4. Last trade up 1. July 527 unchanged. Last trade up 1. May corn opened at 385 and a quarter, up 3/4. Last trade down 1. July 394.5. Up a half, last trade down 3/4. December 416, up 3/4, last trade down 1/2. May beans open at 1035 unchanged, last trade up 5.25. July 1030.5 down 1, last trade up 5.75. November 939 down 1, last trade up 5. May soybean meal open at 317.10 down 20, last trade up $3. May soybean oil open at 3685 down 10. Last trade down 23. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, the star of the complex over the last month or so, when if you look really think about it, has been soybeans, especially the lead month. And I would say today's export sales numbers probably did nothing to keep the star power going.
You got that right.
It'll go on.
This has certainly been an old crop rally, the new crop just kind of going along for a ride. We've got a lot of resistance in the nearby May beans at 1060 now, but we made 11-week highs this week in the nearby beans. We'll be 3 to 5 higher. Crude oil's helping out that case, too, hovering there around $50, up almost a dollar.
In the last couple of sessions, there's been some Johnny-come-latelys jumping on in the open interest, too.
Yeah, there really has been. We're seeing the speculative interest continue in this bean market, and we're still seeing more specs coming in.
Meanwhile, the corn is going sideways and it's acting kind of doggy.
I think the corn is just along for the ride. I think the corn is just going to struggle. Every time we get back up towards the 20-day moving averages, we just don't do anything there. In the July, that's at 402 today. In the December, it's up around 424. So I don't expect to test those areas, but we'll be a penny or two higher on spillover from the beans. Export bookings came in on the high side of things at 34.6 million bushel, but almost a 6 million bushel on that new crop.
What about wheat? Do you think that ultimately we're headed for a four handle on the front end?
I think we're going to really struggle here on the front end. I think we're going to struggle on the whole bit. Overnight, we certainly saw the front month act a little bit more peppy, but I think we'll be just steady, maybe a penny better. I don't see a lot of good news here in the wheat. The damage that we had from frost in Oklahoma that people thought could have been very significant looks like it'll be minor damage to just the tillers.
Yeah, you can kill wheat about 10 times before it finally gives up the ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Turn your attention to CME livestock this morning.
On the livestock market, I think we'll be higher both on the cattle and the hogs, but the cattle market sure has been explosive. We saw some really good cash business yesterday developing the beef at $1.42 in Nebraska and some at $89 on the live market. These sharp beans and the cutouts, I think, is very supportive. Hogs probably go along for a ride, maybe 10 to 40 higher.
What's your top piece of advice on this day for hedgers?
I'm really looking at this corn market. Don't let it get away from you. If you haven't been protecting bushels that are not covered by insurance, you still could do it here.
Do you think that an old crop people should let it go at $4?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Well, it is our spring membership period, Jay, and we're on our way to $200,000 in this pledge drive. And since Wednesday, I'm trying to do the math here as we go along, but it looks to me like we're well over the $45,000 total.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Dave. And the important thing this morning that we want to announce right now is that we met the GCOM challenge of 25 calls in the last hour by hitting 29. So that means David Grothy, write that check for $250.
I'll be by to pick it up later in the day.
There you go. And now we're making our way toward that 100-call challenge for agriculture this week. Dave, I was wondering if you hedged your investments by investing in prunes. Would that be pruning your hedge? $1,000 is on the line from Agrigold Hybrids, the Andersons Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities. These are firms that believe so strongly that the WILL Agriculture Service is of exceptional value to agriculture interests throughout the Corn Belt, that they are willing to put $1,000 on the line to get you to call 244-9455. That's area 217-244-9455, and invest $100 or maybe $250 and help to support all you get on the air and online at willag.org. You can go to willpledge.org and make your contribution. You can call 217-244-9455. Dave, we have expanded the Agriculture Service onto other radio stations. We've expanded our web offerings, our ag email newsletter. We now have a line that you can call in if all else fails and get the analysts' reports on the telephone.
Yes, we do. And all of that is because of the support of our listeners. We couldn't do it without you. That's 217-244-9455. We'd like to thank Marilyn Retsch. We'd like to thank also, as I look through the list for AM, Janet Fitch.
Right,
and
Janet,
we would also like to give a thank you and a shout out to Arthur and Shirley Taggart as well for their pledge of support this
34
morning.
34 calls came in the hour toward that challenge of 25. So thank you very much, David Grothy, for your $250 challenge. Thank you to everybody who called. Now, how about you? 244-9455. Support agriculture on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and 3 Urbana.